Hello and welcome to Quizzing in the Wild, your go-to podcast for all things Nazarene Bible quizzing. We're your hosts, Isaac,
AJ,
and Cassidy.
Today we'll be covering Luke chapter 1, doing some fun introductions to get to know us better, and sharing ways we saw the book of Luke and God in action throughout our weeks.
So this week I've been spending a lot of time thinking about what it means to trust in the Lord and His plans. As Christians, we talk a lot about how we need to trust in God and the plan He has for us, but we don't talk a lot about what that looks like.
Well, I have a portion of scripture from the book of Luke that actually does talk about that. Funny enough, it's from Luke chapter 1. It's Luke 1, 59 through 64, and it says, "On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, 'No, he is to be called John.' They said to her, 'There is no one among your relatives who has that name.' Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, 'His name is John.' Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God."
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, it is. And it's an amazing demonstration of trusting the Lord's plan. Earlier in the chapter, we learned that Zechariah was the first to know that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a son, and they would name him John. But he didn't trust that this was going to happen because of how old they were. And because of this, the angel Gabriel, who came to him, told Zechariah that he would not speak until the child had arrived and was named. What we see in this portion of scripture is Zechariah learning to trust God's plan, and in doing so, he was able to speak again. Zechariah began to trust and preach what he had been told to the people, that his child would become a prophet who would prepare the way for Christ.
So what you're saying is, listen to angels or you lose the talking stick.
I don't think that's quite it. I think I'm viewing it a bit differently. What these verses are trying to demonstrate to me is a little bit less literal than a talking stick. Sometimes God sends an opportunity our way, and I think this is a way to demonstrate that taking a leap and trusting in God's plan can lead to even more amazing things that happen to you. I've had some really cool opportunities this past year, and I know that those wouldn't have happened if I didn't trust in God.
Yeah, I love how you worded that, AJ. I feel the same way. I've had a lot of opportunities this year that I really had to have faith that God had brought me to them for a reason, and it's worked out amazing. I mean, I'm here in the room with you right now, which wouldn't have happened if I didn't trust that God brought me to Bible quizzing for a reason, so that's a good example.
Yeah, and that's a cool thing that we've learned in quizzing, and actually is the name of this podcast. Quizzing in the Wild is the ways that we've seen the book of Luke, or ways that we've seen God throughout our weeks. Isaac, would you like to go first?
Yeah, this week in the sermon at Jack's Naz, I heard Bryce talking about how everyone who is saved has had a then Christ came moment, and I thought about it. Mine isn't really those moments where everything just turned around. It's more from that moment I had more Jesus in my life. What about you, Cass?
Oh, I love that. I saw God in a little bit more of an abstract way this week. Last Sunday at church, one of our youth group leader's babies was playing with a balloon. He's so cute. And he was throwing it to me to catch, and I would catch it and bring it back to him. It was so adorable. That was definitely an I saw God moment. AJ, do you have one?
Yeah. So Isaac and I have been playing pickleball recently, but he wanted to go get, like, his own or, like, a better paddle for it. So we went to a store in Niles, Michigan. It was like in this warehouse place. And the lady that was helping us and talking to us about the various different paddles was a pastor. So that was a really cool God moment that I had this week and just saw him show up. Okay, so this is our very first episode, and I thought it would be fun to do some questions to get to know us better. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Alrighty. First question, what is your favorite sport to watch?
Ooh, I feel like I'm gonna sound like a, like, just classic American when I say this. Like, this isn't super special, but I just really like football. Football is so fun. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, because I'm in yearbook at school and we take all our own pictures. I have so much fun hanging out with the other yearbook kids on the sidelines taking pictures of the games. So, you know, football has some really good memories for me.
Yeah, football's great.
For me, it's archery. I'm really passionate about it, and so I love to watch how other people have, like, their techniques and how they do it. So I can, like, watch and see what they do and figure out how I can improve myself with it.
Yeah, that is a great way to learn more about you and the sport that you're doing, and that those are some, like, really cool sports. My favorite sport to watch, I think it's soccer. I don't play it at all. But, like, it's kind of just fun and, like, a little silly to watch. Yeah.
Which is really ironic because, actually, I play soccer, but that's not my favorite to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Next question. And this one you guys don't have to answer if you can't think of it or if, like, you don't have one. But what is your favorite coffee or, like, drink that you order at a cafe?
I don't really get specialty drinks, so I don't really have one.
I always stick to the caramel mocha lattes. Those are really good. Sometimes I'll, like, you know, get crazy and order an iced coffee, but
oh, wow.
Hot caramel mocha lattes are my go-to when I can't think of anything else.
Oh, yeah, those sound really good. I've been getting, so Bigby has this, like, cold brew drink that's called the Avalanche, and it's got, like, mocha and, like, chocolate and mint in it with, like, sweet cold foam on top, and I've been really liking that. Because it's, like, just the right amount of everything.
Okay. I was planning to go to Big B after this. I might have to get that. That sounds
good.
Yeah,
it's really good. What is a cool or fun thing you did this summer? Like, tell me all about it.
I went canoeing and kayaking with my friends, like, a bunch of times this summer, and that was a lot of fun, especially tipping over that one time.
I think my favorite thing that I did this summer was babysit for, these two little boys. They were the sweetest little kids, and we had so much fun. We built a giant fort in their basement that we kept up the whole week, and we'd watch movies and stuff in there. They were just the sweetest kids.
I loved building forts when I was younger. That's the best thing ever. My fun thing was going on a missions trip to Shepherd Community Center, that was in Indianapolis. I feel like I learned a lot. I got to know more about myself, more about my relationship with God, just, like, seeing a lot of the kids, like, worship during our worship time was really cool, because they'd link arms and everything. And
aww, that's cute.
Yeah, and I had some really good food. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, like, our quizzing background. How did you guys get into quizzing? Was it through someone, or, like, did you just happen upon it? Because I know mine, it was Cassidy actually inviting me to come to the quizzing meeting after we finished serving one day.
Mm-hmm. Mine was pretty similar to AJ's. I just walked into the teen center and saw everyone, like, in a chair circle, and I was like, what's going on? They're like, Bible quizzing, you want to join? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Now we're here.
I remember that. I think I made a joke about how we were kidnapping you and forcing you to join.
Oh, I do remember
that. Yeah, that I think I do remember that.
Yeah, mine actually is the same story as AJ's, but with a different person. I remember 2 years ago when we were first starting our team at JaxNaz, they only had 4 people, and one of them was my friend John Schaefer. And he invited me to come to a meeting to see if I liked it because they needed a 5th team member. And I came, and I actually had a lot of fun, and I ended up sticking around.
Yeah, I know that. I think all of us have a really good time with it, and it's really enjoyable to have all of our friends quizzing with us. So we just talked about how we've got, like, 1 or 2 years of quizzing experience. What kind of quizzer are you? Like, are you a memory verse quizzer? Do you quiz, like, for social reasons? Do you really like context questions? Like, what kind of quizzer?
I definitely am more of a casual quizzer than anything else. I think I'm pretty good at, like, context questions and general questions, but for the most part, quizzing isn't really, it's not been a super high priority for me the last few years with all of the other clubs and extracurriculars that I'm in. So it's really been more of a social thing for me. I want to change that this year, though, and I want to make more of a commitment to the team and getting a little bit better at just studying more often, you know?
Yeah, I think that's our whole team's focus this year, is, like, getting way more into the book that we're studying in and, like, actually trying to do more quizzing instead of more hangout time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a very strong verse quizzer. I love reciting memory verses. I love learning the memory verses because I just find it a lot of fun. But I like to be social as well. I am a social quizzer because I'm an extrovert, so I just like to talk to people. So that's great.
Yeah, and memorizing those verses are really good because I know, as I've been talking to, like, the adults in our church, that they've been really, like, telling me, like, yeah, these are going to be, like, written on your heart and in your brain forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. So
that's Coach Jenny's big thing, is how the memory verses are written on your heart. She loves talking about that.
Mm-hmm. You remember them for a long time afterwards.
Didn't she tell a story about how she remembered one verse that she learned in high school, like, years later when she was doing her daily devotional and the verse popped up in there?
Yeah, yeah, I think she just talked about that last week. So I'm not great at memorizing exact words, but I really like the in what book and chapter questions, because it's easier for me to remember the context of a chapter and a book than it is to remember the words in it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Speaking of memory verses, keeping along this line, what is your favorite one that you've learned as you've been quizzing?
Mine's Galatians 2:10. When I learned it with the guys in our group, we learned it in just a monotone voice, and so now every time I recite it, I recite it in that same voice. It's hilarious.
Do you want to give an example?
Oh gosh, do it.
Yes, Galatians 2:10. All they asked was that we should remember the poor, the very thing I had been eager to do all along.
Good job. You forgot very continue, nice. But
yep, it's fine.
What?
You forgot a word, I think.
Yep, Cass?
Mine is actually also Galatians 2:10 for the exact same reason. I never participated in this monotone reciting, but I always thought it was funny when the guys did it.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny, because they'd come up to me and just, like, I'd go into the room and
not
they'd
even
just start
quizzing. They'll just randomly walk up to you at church and just start saying it for no reason.
Yeah, they will. My favorite is Galatians 5:22-23. And I know it's the fruit of the spirit verse and it's kind of basic, but I really liked it because Isaac and company would come up to me just in the middle of, like, church, or in the middle of, like, when we're trying to set up for quizzing.
Or
and
just
they,
when we're hanging out. Like, they would just do it.
Or when we were just hanging out.
The fruit of the spirit is not a coconut.
Yes.
The fruit of the spirit is not a coconut.
Yeah. There we go.
They would start singing that song, and it made me laugh, not always externally, but definitely internally. So, yeah. I'm trying to think. Do you guys have any questions that you wanted to ask?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, going to some basic ones then. What is your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange.
Like your hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, fun fact about Isaac, he has this bright red head hair.
Yeah, if you haven't seen him, he looks like a leprechaun.
Everybody argues about if it's red or orange. Guys, just look at Vermilion.
Oh, jeez. Okay. My favorite color is green. I really like green.
Green's a good color.
Yeah. My friends, some of my friends will make fun of me for it because they know I had a hardcore Harry Potter phase in middle school, and every test I took, it said I was a Slytherin, so they always joked that that's why my favorite color is green. And that is exactly the reason. So they're kind of right. But
that's so much fun. I think mine's got to be yellow, mostly because it's, like, sunshiny, and I love that. But I do wear blue a lot of the time, so I think it's, like, a tiebreaker in between those two.
I feel like yellow and blue kind of go together anyway. You know, like the sun and the sky or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about it that way. What is a word that best describes you?
Oh, why do you gotta ask such hard questions without warning us first?
Do you guys want me to go?
Vibrant.
Okay.
Vibrant?
Vibrant.
Okay, I see it, yeah.
Yeah, I see it. I definitely see that. I think mine, artistic.
Definitely.
Artistic, for sure.
I really like drawing and painting and all of that.
Yes. I think mine is musical, probably.
Definitely.
For anyone who doesn't know me, I am very much, I'm a big singer. I love singing. I play piano. I perform every year in our school musical, and I've actually been looking into getting into community musicals as well. I am a very big performer in general, but specifically, I'm a singer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
I thought of a question. Do you guys have a favorite worship song?
Oh. I don't know that...
He won't.
I do.
Oh, He Won't's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
I actually, my favorite, I don't know if it really counts as a worship song. It's more like Christian rock, I guess. But do you remember Phenomena from...
I love that
song. That's
a good
one. Okay,
so... Me and AJ heard that song in NYC Tampa 2023.
NYC is Nazarene Youth Conference. It's where a bunch of youth groups all across the Nazarene, like, world, like, not world, but, like, all across America come together, and we learn about more about God. We serve the community, and it's just a really good time.
Yeah, it was a super fun experience, and that was one of my favorite songs that they played the whole time. Like, they played a lot of good music, but... something about, like, 10,000 teenagers screaming out the words to a Christian rock song is, like, actually so epic. It was awesome.
It was so much fun. Loved that.
We're headed to Utah in 2026.
Yes,
you
we
guys are
going to
love it.
It's going to be so great. Okay, is that all the questions that we have for today? Okay, that sounds about good.
Great.
And that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at quizzinginthewild. That's just one word. You can email us at quizzinginthewild@gmail.com. And we upload episodes every Thursday. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you in the next one.